Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We you drink a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
What up? God damn it. I don't know. This is going to be a good show, of course, because I have good shows. But I'm in a good fucking mood. Man, you guys don't know everything been going on. Shit has just been going on. Do you know how many of you motherfuckers have heard any of my audio of Rosebud the American Pimp? Maybe none of you. I hope some of you have. But what I'm getting ready to tell you, you are not going to believe. I've been dealing with these global distributors. Well, I've been talking to these global distributors. But now I'm going to deal with them. And when they heard that audio, the audio of Rosebud the American Pimp, is me reading that book, being the different characters, the women, the police, the other pimps, I'm changing my voice to be those people. But when they heard that shit, they fucking went nuts. Let me tell you guys something that I didn't tell them. I made that shit in 1983. 1983 is when I recorded that motherfucking book. That's how long that book has been selling. Yes. But that shows you motherfuckers today, maybe in 2015, let's say 2014, they started thinking about audio books for entertainment and money, because before that, audio books was for people that either couldn't see or couldn't hear. It was something you got to have some kind of problem to have the goddamn audio books. But I thought of that shit way back then. And there's a soundtrack to it. And what's dope is these global distributors think that I, today, or whatever year, thought of that shit. When I made it, those was the beats. Those was the brand new motherfucking beats that all them 808 motherfuckers, you know, I don't know about that shit, but I remember they was really dope on that 808. And man, 347, what's up, man? 347, unmute yourself or whatever, because you did what? What's up?
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, there, you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, what's up?
Okay, man, that audiobook is so motherfucking fly, man. And the background music, hey, the background music is so dope that one particular attack I like, when I'm talking to a bitch on the phone, I'm texting her, I keep that background song in my mind, and it helps me spit a whole lot better, bud. For real. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, but now, okay, forget all that. What I'm saying is, the story, as far as what I'm telling, is fully followed. You can follow it, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, no doubt.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, you're saying that music complements it even more.
Yes, no doubt. Puts the whole vibe together.
Hey, man, because those are fucking 19. There was no newer beats than those beats you hear. There were older beats, which we used, but what I'm saying is there were nothing newer. Because the 808, I don't know if you know what that is. I don't really know what it is, but I remember that's the machine that they were talking about. The 808 was the
big drum kit.
Yeah, that was a drum kit. You're right. Yeah. It was the big thing. It had just came out. And you, since you said that, I know you know how long ago that was. So you know I'm not bullshitting, man. The thing
hey,
about
bro, is there a way that you can...
Go ahead.
Is there a way that I can get some of the background music, like just the music without the book? I've been searching for it, man.
Let me tell you something, bro. And you're going to have to accept it. Back then, I didn't give a fuck about none of this shit. I just had paper, and my nephews told me that I should do this. And I said to them, motherfuckers, man, if I'm going to do it, man, I might have to, you know, and I'm talking all this shit. And they say, okay, now, what I'm saying, the only real part that I had in putting that together is motherfucking reading the goddamn book. Because all them beats, them niggas was rappers. Them niggas was rappers, man, and they knew they liked those beats for whatever reason, and they put the shit together. Now, the good thing is the nephew that did that, me and him, you know, he ain't dead, but he's crazy. You know, so what I'm saying is I'm pretty sure when he listens to the shit, he can remember it. And I might ask him to make a list. And then you call back at a future date, maybe you can look that up, bro.
That would be so fly, because I like the one when you was in the bar, it goes, doo-doo-doo. I mean, I could be at a loss for words talking to a bitch, and I shouldn't be, but when I hear that song, it just flows from a nigga, man. Appreciate you, buddy.
You know it. Okay, I'm going to put you back in, but let me tell all y'all that's listening something, man. You don't know where your goddamn inspiration is going to come from. If you did know it, it wouldn't be inspiration. Maybe if you want to be technical, you might get planned inspiration. But who want to do that? What I'm saying is you don't want to do that kind of goddamn shit. You want to live, God, you guys just don't understand. You want to breathe. You want to live like loose. You know, you want to go where the wind blows, but you're directing where the wind blowing. You going where the wind blows, but since what I want is over west, the wind got to blow west for it to move me. And if it's blowing south or north or east, it ain't moving me. Shit. Because everybody else is blowing whatever direction they shit is blowing in. I believe you ain't going to do shit. I believe you ain't going to be shit. Unless you know who the fuck you are and what the fuck you like and how you like it. Just like when you go to Denny's. And you ask the bitch for some eggs. Do you let that bitch decide how you like your eggs? What I'm saying is I don't care how you like them. But you finna tell the bitch, hey, scramble them. Put them like this. 517, man, I see you, man. What's up, bro?
What's up, Professor? This Cameo. I like how you kicking it tonight. Oh, nothing much. I want to get your insight and make sure that I'm thinking correctly when it comes to having women long term. I'm working to establish my program early on with women and that I interact with, remain consistent, and have 3 or 4 women for 10 to 20 years or more.
Check game, man. Cameo, I'm going to say this to you before I answer that. You don't know how dope that fucking question is. You just don't know. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. I got a 24-year-old bitch that's like, I tried to quit her today. The bitch won't let me quit her, okay? I got this 50-year-old bitch that now all these motherfuckers, I'm busting out. And I got this, my wife, that she ain't married to me, but what I'm saying is I've been fucking with her 25 years. So what I'm saying is this. In all those instances, the different age brackets, because my wife is older than I am, 67. What I'm saying is the truth. Because listen to this, man. This fucking weekend, I had planned some shit with my ex that, you know, was going to start yesterday, Saturday. So, you know, last week, whatever, I make the arrangements, blah, blah, blah. So she coming. But during the week, I'm fucking this young bitch. I'm fucking this 50-year-old bitch. Then both of them motherfuckers start talking about they want to move in. So I, you know, first the old bitch, 50-year-old bitch, I played her off, you know, with whatever I said. But the young bitch, since I know that bitch will sell some pussy, that bitch will get me some money. But I also know that take a lot of work. So why I'm telling you all this is this. When you putting some shit down and you want it to last, you got to be straight up, man. Because listen, while I was trying to play that game, you know, run those, you know, three different things, you know, man, my weekend was fucked up. I was getting hella pussy this weekend. You know, as far as that goes. Yeah, I mean, I'm getting hella pussy, but my, you know, shit fucked up. I'm trying to maneuver. You know, but you know what? So I'm in the hotel room, and because I didn't let my wife come to my house because I didn't want her being there when a whole bunch of, you know, some bitches going to come because they was coming. So I'm telling the wife, let's, you know, get a motherfucking a room. And we kick it like that. I'm thinking I'm being cool. I'm being sensitive to her. Check game. So I go in there. And we, you know, first night we bang. But the next day, today. That was the day when I got ready to leave. She said, yeah, okay. Because I said, I'm going to rent the room again. She said, yeah, okay. Just hide me out. I'll hide out here. Man. I heard that shit, but I didn't respond, so I left to do what I'm going to do, and I came back. But by the time I came back, I didn't thought about that shit. So I come in the door, look, bitch, I'm going to tell you like this. You ain't my motherfucking woman. I don't give a fuck that we still married, to tell you the truth. God damn it. I'm up here. You think I'm going to wait on this kind of goddamn shit to get some pussy? I got hella bitches. They be coming back. And I was trying to respect your punk ass so you wouldn't see them. And the bitch said, well, wait, no, bitch, fuck you. Because you talking about I'm hiding you out. I'm talking about hiding. She said, you the one chose the words. You talking about I'm hiding you out like I'm some scary-ass nigga. I'm a real nigga, and I'm a respectful nigga. That young bitch, 24-year-old motherfucker, pussy good. And that old bitch, 51-year-old motherfucker, pussy good. Nigga, let me tell you what that bitch did. She's trying to walk up to me while I'm talking. God damn, bitch. I'm pushing her off me. And then I finally get her off me, and I walk toward the bed. And I'm just sitting there. You know, I'm just saying, damn. You know, I'm feeling kind of cold. Any motherfucker way to this walk, bitch, walk over there to my baby. I was just playing. I was just fucking. Well, don't fuck with me. Come on, nigga. What I'm telling you, that's gang. That's real shit. That shit happened today. That shit happened today. And what I'm saying is, running from the truth ain't gonna do you get you nothing but some problems. Because in the end, the truth is the light. Because what I'm saying is, once I told that, you guys are gonna think I'm crazy, but once I told that bitch that, I had to go downstairs now and call them other bitches because I'm going to tell them something civil. Shit. So I told the bitch I was with. I told the bitch I was with. I said, I'm going to go out and gamble. So I went there and I called that young bitch. Look, bitch, woo, woo, woo. You know, You know, I'm 40 years older than your motherfucking ass. If you think I'm a goddamn listen to you telling me some shit and then you don't do it, you punk motherfucker, you don't know who you fucking with, you young bitch. I will beat your motherfucking ass. I said it to her like that, man. Listen. And then when I hung up, I text the bitch. And bitch, listen. You either want to fuck with me like a grown bitch or you don't. All that lying and shit, I ain't with. I text that to her. And the bitch text me. The bitch text me back. But I'm not that hard because I said she was hard to figure out. And fuck you. And you can see this, I'm giving you the finger, bitch. She texts me back. She's not that hard to figure out. Blah, blah, blah. And I say, bitch, fuck you. And then the bitch texts me back in all capitals. I promise I'll never do it again. I swear, let me fuck with you. Come on, man. And that was from Kevin Nash.
Keep it 100 with these hoes.
I'm saying that was from Kevin Nash. Bitch, the truth. All that shit that I was keeping from the bitch in my head. I'm 40 years older than you, bitch. I don't really want, you know, sometimes that shit was fucking with me. You know, she's a fine motherfucking 25-year-old bitch. But I'm talking about really motherfucking fine. And the nigga would be happy to have his bitch. But what I'm saying is, I ain't never seen no fine pussy.
Right. It's
all
pink.
Look like pussy to me. They all look like pussy to me. Some of them's bigger than others, but it looked like pussy. So I don't go on how fine that bitch is. But what I know is she too young to be able to fuck with me on the level that she's on. So when I finished the conversation today, she called. I mean, yeah, that was today. She called me and she say, look, I'm willing to learn. You know, and you know, I know you can teach me. That's why I like. I said, this, I'm 40 years older than you. She said, I don't give a fuck. I really like you and I really want to listen. Because I don't listen to men. She said that shit to me. And I said, look, bitch, I'm busy, blah, blah, blah. But my point to you and every motherfucker listening, all that hiding ain't going to do nothing for you. So whatever you ain't told them bitches is asking you the questions that made you ask me this question, nigga, whatever is the truth is your answer. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, I understand exactly what you. Yeah,
yeah,
I understand what you're saying. You saying that I should say it how I feel it and how I think it. You know what I'm saying? And fuck with the bitch thinking.
Hey, wait, cameo. You said I should say it how I feel it when I think. Yeah, but I'm saying don't forget when you think it is when you should do it. Not when you motherfucking talk to me and some other motherfuckers. Because what's our motto? What's our motto, cameo?
Think it, do it.
You motherfucking right. The motherfucking beta motherfuckers think it, then they think about it. Charlie motherfuckers do it. I mean, think it, then they think about it, then they think about what they thinking about. Delta motherfuckers go further than that. They think about what they thinking about, then they wonder if they should be thinking about it. We don't. Alpha motherfuckers think it and do it. They think it'll do it because we ain't trying to find out if we wrong because 9 out of 10 times we ain't. Why the fuck we going to wait? And if we is wrong,
right,
we ain't going to hurt ourselves. We just could have done something else. When we go see that, choose that next time and keep rolling. I'm saying, cameo, my whole point and what I'm saying to you is I believe every fucking thing that I be teaching you guys. But I haven't had to go through it like this. I just know it works. I know it's real because I went through it when I was having bitches. But so far in this square life, I've been manipulating shit to where everything didn't come to this kind of point. All these three bitches is in the same city at the same time wanting to come over my house, nigga. This is some big shit. I ain't no pimp, nigga. So I was trying to, like, tell some lies. But I ain't no lying ass nigga to the bitch either. So,
right.
What I would have told you, cameo, tell that bitch the truth, nigga. Because you'll fuck if you don't. What I'm saying is, why did I have to do it about it, Gary, yo. This is real shit I'm talking. Listen. Why the fuck did I have to think about it? I'm the one that'll tell you, nigga, you a punk if you don't do that shit. Why the fuck did I have to think about it? Because the way we learn, we're active learners. You don't fucking see what you know until some shit happens to bring it out. But you ready
right.
for it. But you ain't thinking about what the fuck you read. Fuck that. I already learned what I read. Now it's about putting what I read to use in action right now. I don't have to think about it. I ain't going to think about it. Man, I'm telling you, man, I was coming from getting some breakfast. But I was still thinking about trying to manipulate this bullshit. And I'm just saying, man, you wouldn't even let your students. Man, and I'd like pressed on the gas. I start going faster. I want to get there now. This motherfucker fucking saying that shit. I'm telling you, Cameo, it's real. 412, what's up with you, man?
What's going on, bud? What's going on, bud? This is Charles. Hey, Cameo, they do that as constantly, man. They always giving you an opportunity to. They want you to stand up to them. That bitch was messing with Bud for 20-something years. She know how he get down. She know how he live his life. And she knew that when she said that hide me shit, that was going to trigger that monster alpha male, that motherfucker to come up out of him. And that's why she chose that nigga, because he give it to her every time when she wanted. Every time when he get the opportunity to stand up, he stand the whole way up. And that's what you got to do, man. Stand up at that moment, instantly. No doubts. No, think it, do it.
Hey, Charles, that
What's
was
up,
a dope bro? Statement, bro. So I see you wasn't really talking shit when you told me you didn't change, motherfucker. That was a dope statement. Covered all the motherfucking bases. Made a nigga know you see what you saying because you do it. Yeah. That's all it is to it. I ain't the only motherfucker. But if a motherfucker learn it, he going to be able to see it. But if he don't, like you, like, hey, Charles, what you and Cameo have in common? Cameo, did we bump heads when we first started fucking around?
Yeah, we bumped heads a lot.
Hey, hold no. I ain't talking about no bullshit bumping heads. I'm talking about falling out damn near bumping heads.
Hey. Hell yeah. Because you was what
okay,
with you
on.
Was on.
Hold on.
Hey, bud.
Charles,
did we do that too? Hey, hell yeah, we did, but I had seen Cameo. Cameo is shit talking arrogant motherfucker. I love that nigga.
but what I'm saying is both of you niggas had to make the decision to listen or not.
Man, you wasn't. I paid you my money and you still wasn't telling me shit until I realized that was all the way dead fucking wrong.
Hey, but what I'm saying is I hated the last one especially, but what I'm saying is that was you and your choices, but you still would call me, and one of them conversations did something to you because next thing I know you was like flip, and you saw, and to me, this is my philosophy. When I got abroad. And I'm talking to her, and I want her to do whatever the fuck the correct way. I could tell her 1,000 times. No, I could tell her 999 times. But on that 1,000th time, she get it. And she fucking do it right. Man, since I've been mashing on her, it certainly ain't took no long time for them 1,000 times to accumulate. But now when she get it right, man, I'm paid for the rest of my life with this bitch. So what I'm saying, I don't think like that with you motherfuckers, but I know that if I stand strong to what the fuck I'm talking about, if these motherfuckers get it, they're going to be like you two motherfuckers. Egotistical, selfish, motherfucking goddamn bastard. Conceited. You know, think everything they think is right. Me, as soon as I feel like it, I'm talking.
ain't speaking about shit, motherfucker. Hey, man, then don't tell me they don't love you for that.
He called you a conceited bastard, cameo. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he got it right. It's all about me and what I think. What would a bitch talking about?
SWU, when I first started SWU, I being a monster. He kept talking about monster.
Charles, hold up. What I'm really saying to the people that's listening, you got to understand something. If you, let's say, you go buy a Chevrolet because you trust Chevrolet, it don't mean you trust them because of how this car look is so fucking sharp, you trust them. Now, that could be part of it, but if you trust Chevrolet because of the brand name, you, their history is putting out good shit. So once you buy the car, you're not looking for something to break, but if it do, you know you can take it back to Chevrolet. Chevrolet gonna fix it up. That's what you motherfuckers get from me. You motherfuckers get from me that, you know, I'm trying, I'm testing, I'm proving, motherfucker. All you got to do is come back and say something, whatever the fuck, I'm going to handle it, blah, blah, blah. I ain't changing shit, blah, blah, blah. But what I am going to do is make your motherfucking ass decide if you still like Chevrolet. Because this is what Chevrolet doing. And your motherfucking ass says, man, you motherfuckers say, Buick. Over there, man. You know what, man? Both of them, GM, fuck Buick. We think critically. We think that, I mean, we eliminate shit so that we can make decisions. You can't make no decision if you got seven things to consider. You got to consider those seven things and whittle them down to one or two, and then you motherfucking make the decision. But you do that in a matter of nanoseconds. Like, a total of a half a second for you to think of 13 things. That's all we do. And that's the benefit of believing in yourself. Not me. Not my program. You. Because my program do not predict what's going to happen to you. My program do not predict how often shit's going to happen. My program do not predict if it's going to be day or night. Real life, bring that shit, and you're required to call on whatever you know in real life, in real time, and it calls for you to believe that you are the shit. If you don't believe you're the shit, you ain't gonna believe, you ain't gonna be able to do this goddamn shit. Now,
right.
I was, actually, let me put y'all back in, man. I got some more shit to kick now. Because I was going to talk about some game shit because I've been fucking having it. But I got another thing on my mind now. It's the avenues. Just like you guys that's listening. I hope you're listening. Because you just heard two dudes. You know, different dudes. You hear they different. Talking about what they learned. What I'm saying is this. I know, not know personally, but through my school, at least a couple of thousand of these dudes. Why? Because they came to SWU. No. And yes. Because some of them didn't come to SWU. But they got, like I say, there's, let's say there's X amount of things, 100 things that you can get out of my course. And you get 10 of them. You didn't have any of them before you bought the course, but you buy the course and you get 10 things that you can see out of it, you're going to be happy as fuck because you didn't know shit when you bought that goddamn course. And you get at me and you tell me about these things. What the fuck am I thinking? Hey, I'm glad you goddamn got 10 things, man. I'm going to tell you asshole. I ain't going to say it like this. But this is how I'm going to be thinking. You asshole motherfucker, what about the other 90 things you didn't get? See, what I'm saying is I'm not going to coddle you. I ain't going to tell you you're doing good because you learned 10 things out of 100. But if you want to know if learning 10 things when you didn't know nothing is cool, well, hell yeah, that shit is cool.
But what I'm saying is, what is cool? To a real nigga, if it's 100 things to learn, cool is learning 100 things. And then once you learn it, being able to say another thing to make it 101. That's what's cool. Because when those 100 things, you know, was listed, let's say it was a year ago, and people have been using it for a year. They were listed based on the things that was going on a year ago. So hell yeah, you was alive a year ago. So hell yeah, you know what's going on a year ago, and you get all 100 of them. But you've been living an extra year that whoever wrote that shit didn't have. So you better come up with something. At least that's what I think. I'm coming up with it. So as far as that goes, check me out. How many avenues, really? How many ways can you learn or do you have to learn the important things in your life that you're realizing through maybe interacting with me, maybe interacting with some other person? But how many people or how many ways do you have to kick it with a person that can motherfucking direct you along the path that you have chosen? I mean, this is big if you really think about it. I mean, not many of you have multiple choices. Now, when I was green and let's say the game, and I turned out and I'm dealing with the multiple choices I had, because there was hella dudes doing hella better than me. But the motherfucker that I chose, which was Tay, I chose him not because of how much he was doing better than me. I chose him because of how much motherfuckers was talking about him. They hated him. They loved him. They was talking about this nigga. So when I go to fuck with this motherfucker, and this motherfucker show me that he a knucklehead, an asshole, just like me, I had to accept one thing. Either I was going to fuck with this nigga, or I was going to miss that rep he got. And I decided to fuck with the nigga. That don't mean that I decided to be less than the nigga. That meant that I decided to take the shit he be saying a little bit more than how I thought I knew. Because not only had he been in the game long enough, he was recognized as a motherfucking Hollywood pimp. I'm a fucking Oakland nigga, and I ain't even recognized. So you put two and two together. I didn't say in any of the things I just said that I thought I was less than this nigga. Because I obviously thought I was equal or more than this nigga. That's why I want to fuck with him. But you can't be more if you don't take the correct path to being more. So you got to fuck with a motherfucker who's more. And you got to be able to accept. But I wasn't. Nigga, I ain't accepting shit. And I flipped it on that nigga. Man, you gonna have to accept, can you fuck with a nigga that you think less than you, and the nigga talking shit like I talk, because I can give a fuck what you know, nigga. We from the same hood. I just lived in another state, another city. Nigga, I ain't no punk. That's what motherfuckers don't know about niggas like us. They think because we just have our fingernails long and got all these clothes on and, you know, blah, blah, we ain't no squabblers. That nigga seen squabbling me, and that nigga understood. Nigga, fuck you in that shit you talking. Because what I'm saying is this. As soon as I get all this shit I got on dirty, I'm going to buy me some new clothes, motherfucker. I ain't caring about this shit I got on. We can tear this shit up. And that nigga knew I knew that. And that nigga knew I thought that. And that nigga knew that's what he think. So that nigga said this stuff. Nigga, you crazy motherfucker. Come on, let's go have a drink. Hey, That's how you get, that's how you meet friends. You up motherfucking head, and ain't nobody getting up shit, and don't nobody really want to handle problems. So unless you like gay, and you're doing some gay shit, but you ain't taking no shit either, well, man, I might can't fuck with you. I'm going to give you your props, man. You ain't taking no shit, man. I ain't whatever, you know. I ain't trying to fuck with you because you like dudes. You know, because as far as being friends, I can't do that because you like dudes. All right, nigga, I'm gone. All right, be gone, motherfucker. But Tay wasn't like that. He was the nigga that pimped. All he cared about was pimping. And what I'm saying is that's all I was caring about. But who in the fuck care about that kind of goddamn shit now? Man, I'm doing other shit. This global distribution is going to make me money. Where I was reaching 1/100th of my audience, these cats is going to make it like I was reaching 1/10,000th of my audience. Come on. And I love it. But what am I saying? That they just found me and blah, blah, blah? No. I'm saying that I put myself in position over a few years. Whole bunch of motherfucking years. And coincidentally, just through some whatever shit, I run into this person. And this person started telling me blah, blah, blah. And the shit sounds so cool. And what I'm saying is I believe it and I want to fuck with it. And what I'm saying is it led to what I'm talking about now. But what actually led to that was me being able to say yes to a whole bunch of shit they was asking, but they was used to hearing no. Because everybody say they want this done, but are you ready to have it done without whoever investing money? If you're able to have them do whatever they do by clicking the computer, which is what they want to get your shit to be able to be done, otherwise when you hook up, it ain't able to. You ain't got it in the Kindle version. You ain't got it in this. You ain't got it in that. You know, you don't have all this. You don't have, no, motherfucker, everything they asked me, motherfucker, yeah, I've been at that. Dude, I ain't trying to, you know, spend no money. I'm trying to get a distribution. And if you want to fuck with me, you know, I'm telling dude like this. So what I'm saying, you don't have no motherfuckers that you can speak to the way you can speak to me. You don't have no motherfuckers that been through the kind of shit that I've been through, and I ended up coming out, not necessarily winning, but I'm still living, so I am winning. I'm not a, I talk that competitive shit, but I'm not about being the motherfucking best or the only one. I want to be considered. Because what I'm saying is life got to be over for you to be the best. Man, I'll live till I'm 160. So what I'm saying, I can't think about what's best right now because I ain't through. And whoever rolling trying to be the best ain't through. But I don't give a fuck if I ain't the best. You know what I give a fuck about? Is when they say, who is the best motherfucker? Woo, woo, woo. They say, man, you got this nigga, you got that nigga, you got this other nigga, and they list 5-7 niggas, and I'm one of them. Yeah. That's all I care about. I don't give a fuck if I be last. Cameo, what the fuck you want, man? Hold on. All right, what you want, bro?
Yeah, you told me to be alpha. I must accept everything that comes with being alpha, not just what I like about it. With that being
right.
said, I understand that I'm on the road towards having strong game, but it's going to take 4, 5, 6, 7 years of putting the game down the right way in order to see real results and stay this way for the rest of my life.
Man, Cameo, I don't know what made you call me. I mean, press one again. But that was some serious dope you just said, man. That Because that's what I told you guys, man. It don't stop. You have to apply it after you leave SWU. But that's when the real game comes. Right now, you're just knowing what it is and how to get it and how to, you know, represent it. But you haven't done that. Now you're starting to do it. And you've been doing it for X amount of months. Wait till it gets to be 3-4 years you've been really doing it. And it's like in you. So what you miss right now, you wanted to... Man, you guys don't know... You guys don't understand what I told you about earlier. Think about this. Nigga, I'm 67. I got bitches lining up to come to my house. All age ranges. Come on, man. I'm talking about being selfish and conceited. Think about this. When you fucking a bitch, part of fucking a bitch good is how you feel she thinks about you. So imagine, nigga, old as I am, fucking with a bitch I am old, thinking that, man. And let's say thinking the good things make your dick get long as a man. I be giving them a new one, nigga. Them motherfuckers be saying, I didn't even know it went that deep. I know, baby, because you didn't fuck with a motherfucker. Not that can fuck so good that can make you open up, biatch. Hey, listen, man. I make them open up and give it to me. Yeah. And I be fancy, baby. You got to get it to me. I can't take it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to rape you. Yeah, well, I'm going to rape you mentally if you don't motherfucking give it to me right now physically. They don't know what I'm talking about, man. But I do. This shit is dope. It's dope. And what I'm saying is, I don't give a fuck how long your dick is. I don't give a fuck how good you can fuck. That's not what make a bitch calm. What make a bitch calm is what she thinks about you doing whatever the fuck you doing. Them motherfuckers think that, damn, this nigga ain't gotta be doing it to me. Why? Because they know I fuck with bitches. Motherfucker, I wish you would. I wish I would, you know, wonder who that is at my door. If I don't know, I ain't opening the motherfucking door. Shit. Come on, Charles. I see you back, man. You motherfuckers, man. Come on, man. You just want to brag and talk shit. What?
Hey, nothing, man. I'm telling, getting on here to, you know, talk about that quality again, man. That's just that quality of being alpha, man, of everything it is that you do, man. You got to be quality from the way you brush your teeth to the way you tie your shoe. You got to be quality in everything, man. That's the way you command respect, man. And that's the way you get people to open up to you and you get the results that you want because you got to be quality. So that's how a motherfucker like Bud exists, where he can talk to you raw and give it to you because you know that no matter what he say to you, he's coming from a quality standpoint because he's been tried, tested, and proven. And it's all quality, so you can doubt it and fight it if you want to, but that shit is real.
But let me ask you something, Charles. Since that revelation back whenever you woke up, it's been continuing, ain't it? It ain't like you just woke up and that was the last time you seen some positive shit, is it?
No, man, I'm seeing positive shit every day and everything I do. I'm looking in the motherfucking mirror in the morning and I know I got motherfucking game. I can see it.
Hey, what I'm saying is this. I'm a Rolls Royce caliber motherfucker. Yeah, I'm driving a Caddy now. But what I'm saying is this. Cars, material shit, woo-woo, it don't make me. But don't think, I ain't gonna think highly of having that shit. Shit. When I get, you know, whatever the fuck I get, and it's like whatever it is, hell yeah, I would think highly of it. But, you know, I always know that I bought that shit. That shit been by me. You know, I didn't walk by the car lot and the motherfucker car said, hey, I want you to sit in my seat. No, you walk by that motherfucker and say, hey, whatever it is, I'm rolling. So then, because that's what I want to roll in. And a nigga qualify himself. My thing, Charles, even though you got a hell of a, even though you got a hell of a car, I ain't really talking about what you're doing right now. I'm really talking, shit, nigga. I really ain't talking about your shit right now, man, so don't take it any way like that. But,
man, listen, it ain't the tools. It ain't the tools. It's the motherfucker with the tools, man.
Hey, wait a minute. How do you show that you a master anything? Otherwise, if you're a carpenter, you have a tool belt. And you got everything in it. If it's about carpentry, even when it's not about what's in your tool belt, you know about it and you're efficient in it. So what I'm saying is, no, you're right. It ain't about the tools. It's about the motherfucker being able to utilize the tools. So as long as you can, you're good. You know, you don't need to use a sander all the time. You don't even need to use a saw all the time, but you want to know how to use whatever the fuck you need to use when the protractor, you want to know how to do that. But I'm saying it's all about knowing. So you're right, man. It ain't about the tools. It's about the man.
It's about having the right tool and knowing how to use it properly and when to use it properly.
Hey, wait, stop. Now, I'm finna, this is a trick question, motherfucker. What's the right tool?
The right tool is confidence.
Ooh, you black motherfucker.
Oh, this nigga, man, you don't know who you're talking
black
to, man.
Hey, you black ass, you think you spent my money to go to hell, you just fucking be able to do me in your kind of way? You was supposed to not get that shit right. Because I kind of pressed you a little bit. You didn't feel it. You know, I'm sneaky. Tell these motherfuckers, man. I do. Hey, Charles, tell these motherfuckers, I do shit in class that you cannot imagine that I'm doing because you don't think I'm doing it. But I am. No. <laughs> Hey, you better be woke to what a motherfucker will do. Because I be paying attention. You know, supposed to. Hey, because of what, man? You got to be a thinking machine. And you got to think critically. Then you can't be expecting what you think to be what's going on. You got to be able to think what the fuck you think, believe what the fuck you think, and see that what you think is wrong.
And trust yourself and know you got the right answer.
There is the right answer, and you can get it. All you got to do is keep thinking. Because what I'm saying, bro, back to that story I said earlier, all I was going to do was get some breakfast from something that I had already made feel cool. But I just wasn't comfortable with that shit. I didn't realize I wasn't until going to get the breakfast. I guess sitting there with the bitch, I wasn't really thinking right. Then when I get by myself going to get the breakfast, nigga, what you doing that kind of thought? What? Then I damn near didn't want to get to breakfast. I was about to make a U-turn because I actually came to this conclusion before I got to what breakfast was. I had to make myself get to breakfast. So I go get that shit. All I said, fuck it, I'm going to tell a story. But what I'm saying is, man, being a real motherfucker is essential for a person like you, me, Cameo. Anybody that deal with my doggone court. Anybody that's a real motherfucker. Because a real motherfucker know what real is. And unless they think that they can say what real is based on what they thinking. And not know what real is based on reality. Because you could be thinking one thing, but shit, real is something else. You got to know that shit. You got to distinguish. You got to make choices. The only way you're going to make a choice. The only way you're going to think positive enough about something you think or some idea, some new idea or some new perspective that you have, you ain't going to believe that shit unless you fucking believe in you. I'm sure you guys know it. I don't really have to say this, but you know I really believe in me. I believe in me so much more than I believe in you motherfuckers. It's pathetic. That's not a bad thing. That's what the fuck you supposed to be saying. Professor, you got hella game. But I believe in me 15 times more than I believe in you. Nigga, goddammit, you know, I'm going to talk some shit, motherfucker. You can't say that to me. But professor, whatever you say, it's like pouring water up against a wall and expecting all the water to stay up on the wall so you can get it back in the motherfucking pot. That shit ain't gonna happen. So you gotta accept the truth. The truth of the matter is, I'm lacing men. And I'm gonna one day talk to them motherfuckers, and they gonna be saying some shit sharp as me. And, you know, especially if I don't be real, I'm not going to accept it, so I'm going to try to, you know, rank them. Well, actually, that is a part of being real, because as soon as somebody says something flat, you don't accept them. You try to rank them. At least I know that's what I do. But they don't let you rank them. Then you got to start thinking about who they are, because this motherfucker, if you want to say something else to rank him, and you didn't miss two times in a row, he got the advantage on you. That's how I think. I don't want nobody to have advantage on me. No. I got the advantage. Because I'm doing what I'm thinking. And as long as I'm doing what I'm thinking, I'm controlling shit. But what I'm thinking getting knocked off because this slick mother... Hey, 347, bring your ass back. What I'm thinking getting knocked off because this sharp motherfucker see it. You know, I can't run from the... This shit happens in real life. 347, I want you, man. Come on. Oh, God, there's so many. Let me get you first, 347. What's up, man?
I got to catch that, man. I like what you said there. I want your lab.
Okay, I didn't hear. Come on, tell me what you're talking about. You there? Something going on, 347. Yeah, okay. Goddamn, who the fuck said it? Don't tell me the move on, motherfucker.
Me, son.
631, what's up?
Yeah, I'm enjoying the show tonight. All the fellas that's on, they're definitely kicking a lot of game. And CSWU sounding real good, you know, from learning from you, bud. I've learned a lot from you as well. I just want to say, you know, I'm listening on and I like what I'm hearing.
Hey, man, that's beautiful, man, and I appreciate you coming on. 347, okay. Are you back? Okay, 347, I might come back to you, but I might not, motherfucker. Okay, listen, you guys. The thing about this show, well, not even this show, the thing about me, is that I want you to see that you can challenge me as far as what I'm thinking, as far as what I'm claiming. And if you challenge me, I want you to challenge me based on reality, not some bullshit that could or could not be. Because if you think about what could or could not be, this is totally off the subject, but I can't help it. I got to say this. You think about what's going on today, how everything is so fucked up. And you listen to these motherfuckers talking about you got to be scared. Ooh, this and that is going to happen. If these guys come in to control, this and that is going to happen. But what no one thinks of is this shit is happening right now. And whoever the fuck you talking about is going to let it happen ain't in control. Think about that, fellas. Because what I'm saying is as long as you can make people understand some bullshit like that, motherfucker, it's going to be this way, it's going to be that way. If you let this motherfucker, you know, win, it's going to be this way.
but it's already that way now. When are you going to ask me, well, how come the fuck it's still that? I mean, how come the fuck it's like that now? If you don't want it to be like that, and as far as what you're talking about is going to be like that, why the fuck ain't it like that? They don't say nothing about that, man. So listen, I'm finna go. I got hella shit going. God damn. Oh shit, you motherfuckers got more questions? Oh. Hold up, hold up. 631, what's up? 347, I got you too, but wait. 631, okay, what's up? Is this 341? Wait, is this 631?
631 now?
Who's ever said that? Well, who is that?
I
want 631578. I want that person first.
I didn't see that, buddy. I'm back. Well, come on. That's Urban Mac. I'm back on
Okay, let's go.
Alright, my quick question is, a lot of times when I call you a Superman, you always, like, push that off. Why is that?
Because I'm not a Superman. I'm a regular man. I'm just a motherfucker that has a set of principles that make people think he's Superman.
Mm-hmm.
But if I start thinking that shit, I'm going to get killed.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Oh, I can't believe that bullshit. Superman wasn't even Superman. He just had those skills on Earth. If he went back home, he was a regular motherfucker. He was born in fight. That's how Randy Crest. Hey, you guys, listen. I so fucking like what he's doing now. Hey, wait. You guys got too much going on. Let me close all this shit off. Some woman is like, what the fuck? Some nigga in there getting checked. You better be glad I took you off. What the fuck you in here listening to that motherfucking Rosebud for? Darling. I'm only listening to it for the benefit of having to tell you to get the fuck out of here. I don't want you to do that unless you can. I can. Now, what I'm finna do is get your ass, go back over here to this motherfucking bitch that I left at the cannery. I'm gonna, you know, probably gonna fuck the shit out of the bitch because I'm feeling good. Everything going good for me. And I guess that's it. Hey, every Sunday we kick it like this. We spit game. We do not play. And no one has to accept what I'm saying. But if you do, you're gonna live a different life. I'm out, fellas.